First Baptist Church of Redmond, June 9th, 2013. Guest speaker, Pastor Jim Brock. The Power of Prayer.
Please stand. The reading is in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'd like to invite our friend, Mr. Jim Brock, to come up and open God's word for us today. See you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor. Very much.
Good morning. It's a joy to be with you here and to see you once again. As many of you know, we live in Montana, and if you don't mind, I'd like to take some heat back with me for Montana, but it's cold out there outside, so I don't know why I want to get into the cold, but my wife and I have been in Montana now for 3 years, about 21 years, and we love Montana. And it's good for going out and then coming back for the ministry. And we just praise God that we're able to reach people for Jesus Christ and the mission field. We have really enjoyed ourselves in Oregon and Washington. God has blessed in many, many ways, and we pray that we'll be a blessing to you as well as we bring God's Word to you. But we praise the Lord that the pastor is dictated to you from the Word of God this morning, that it's a gospel truth. Amen. You don't have to worry about it being corrupted or anything like that. All scriptures are given by inspiration of God. And I just thank God we have a great, great God. And when we went to Africa, we found out that we had a great God out there too as well, the same one that you have right here. And so this morning, I want to challenge your heart to listen and follow the scriptures in the reading and understand that all power is yours. Amen? And I want to show you where that power comes from. All power is what we need today. Amen? We need power. And we cannot get that power unless we're on our knees praying that the Holy Spirit will give us the grace we need, the power we need in our lives. And we have to realize that power, the power of prayer, is mentioned over 667 times in the Bible. That is a lot of numbers for prayer. And so, you know, you wonder, if that's that many times, surely God wants us to understand, don't forget to pray. Last time I was here, I told you about the praying dogs that we, when we stopped in Ouagadougou, Africa, how they prayed and the dogs prayed, and I could not believe. And I asked the lady of the house, how long did you take to pray, to teach those dogs how to pray? And she was just all ready to give it to me. She says, I taught them to pray for 3 months. I taught them, I gave them food, and finally it dawned on them that they got to pray first, and then they get to eat. And but they had a cat in the house. And that cat never did pray. And the cat owned you. You don't own a cat. And so I told him, I said, well, how much do you want for those dogs? I said, I'd like to take them home with me to America. And she said, oh, no. She said, I got too much interest in those dogs. And I said, you got too much invested? Why is that? Because at the snap of my fingers, and when I put the bowl down for them to come to pray, and she says that they come right down to the doorway of the kitchen, and they'll thank the Lord, and they will start eating. And I said, she said, I'll show you. And so she was standing there, and she called each one by name, and they were up on my lap because I have a dachshund as well. And she said, dinner's ready, dinner's up to me, but pray first. And the dog ran right down, they didn't pay attention to her. And when they got to the food, she says, you're not getting any food until you pray. So they came back my way, and they sat on the couch, or had their paws on the couch, and they put their head between those paws, and they were going, and one of them went, into life. And she said, in fact, then I wasn't alone. And that dog came back all with his tail between his legs, and his ears were all folded down, and embarrassing to him. And so he went, and he took off too. And I said, I can't believe it. I says, isn't that something? We can teach animals, we can teach horses, we can teach pigs, we can teach chickens, we can teach all these different animals, but we can't teach our people how to pray. Amen. Well, say old me anyway. But one of the greatest forces God has ever given to his people is the power of prayer. Do you want to see it? One of the greatest forces God has ever given to his people is the power of prayer. The Old Testament prophets knew how to reach God through prayer. In the New Testament, the early church is In the New Testament, prayer in the early church was the key to spiritual growth. Amen. Prayer was the key to spiritual growth. In homes and in communities, God's people knew how to reach their God through prayer. And that is unbelievable. And we have it in our hands. We can hold it. We can do what the Bible says. Today, 2,000 years later, that was 2,000 years ago. But 2,000 years later now, you and I still have this promise of power. We have this promise of power through prayer. I never realized that we had this kind of power through prayer. The Bible tells us Matthew, the 28th chapter, it says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. You have this power, dearly beloved. He was talking to his men here in Matthew 28:18-20, and he said, plug into that power, use it. And I say to you this morning, plug into the power of God through prayer. When I went to Africa in 1971, we were not on our glory, but we had a problem. We had a famine, and the famine lives were snuffed out. Babies were dying, mothers were dying, old people were dying because of the famine. It was hot. It's hot. The normal day is in summertime is 135, but it was plus that in the famine. The famine killed a lot of people. We buried a lot of people because of the famine. We prayed and everything, but we didn't have, if I asked you to pray for me, you'd say, sure, Jim, I'll pray for you. And I can take that for granted and go on my way. But out in Africa, I really found the key to prayer. And that was on my knees. On my knees, praying to God. And the chief of the village came over to our church. And we were, he came and he says, Brother, he says, we want your people to pray to your God for rain. And I said, wait a minute. Pray for rain? And I said, I'll get the pastor and you can talk to him about it. And if you want to, we had 16 people who walked miles to come and join us in the prayer. And we, as we were talking about it and everything, we had the chief say to us, we want you to pray to your God because we have the Muslims, we have the witch doctors, we have Dogon, the praying to the people who sacrifice for praying and everything, and all these different people who were outside the church praying. And we were on the inside of the church. And I told the pastor, we better start praying. And we prayed. And we started praying. I was on my knees, and I had my hand on the pew, and we started in praying. And within just about an hour after we started praying, I didn't think anything was going to happen. But we prayed to God for rain. And I started again, and the prayer started going around, praying, and as we were praying, we heard the roof rattle up on top, and the whole roof came off. And then, boy, we really started praying, and it just took us by surprise. And the people out there, you could hear them yelling, they were scared. Some of them were, but they were hollering, rain, Gideon, I'm Goka. And it was raining, and we kept on praying, and everybody, and I didn't get on my knees anymore. I got on my tummy, my belly, and put my hand up on the pew and said, God, help us continue that rain. And dearly beloved, it rained for 3 days. We went outside when prayer meeting was over. We went outside, and the chief was standing up, and he got on his knees, and he grabbed my hand, and he says, your God, anybody going to divide it, leave it. Your God has power. And we are going to say to you this morning, our God is able to deliver us from anything that He wants. We can pray to Him and He answers prayer. How many of God has answered your prayers this week on certain things? Amen. But see, we don't give Him a chance to help us do that. We don't give Him a chance to help us do that. Prayer was a way that we can communicate to God. I believe sincerely, people must shape the world for Christ. And that's what it's going to take. The Church of Jesus Christ is to shape the world for God. Turn with me, if you will, to Acts, the 20th chapter, beginning with the 31st verse. Here we find that the church in the book of Acts was a church that knew how to pray. It says in verse 31 of Acts 4, it says, "And when they prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled of the Holy Ghost, and they spake the words of God with boldness." And dearly beloved, if it's ever a day, it's the day that we have to have boldness. We can't power up and just say nothing. We've got to stand for something. We can stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. They had a witness. They built themselves a witness of the Lord in that prayer. And what happened was, is that the community, they had the power, and they saw great things, and the place was shaken. Well, I'll tell you something, beloved. That church in Africa was, Kubeni, was shaken because the whole top came off. And it came up because of the fact that the people there were on their knees and they were praying. God has power, but He cannot use it if you don't have confidence that you will abide by His rules. I will abide by His rules. Look at 32. He says, "And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart, one soul, neither said any of them that ought the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common." They had unity. They had unity. And it's going to take that unity to show this world, this community, that you'll be in business for the Lord Jesus Christ. You need it in your home. You need it in your church. Amen. Amen. We have to show the world that we mean business for Christ. We don't show them. I never fully understood the power of prayer until I went to Africa. And the famine really helped me feel that power. And I've been preaching that for a long time. The Kubeni chief says, "Your God has power." And Jesus says, "All power is given unto me in heaven and earth." And I'll tell you, if we can raise up with that power, we're going to see great things for the Lord Jesus Christ to come. We had 16 people in our congregation who all saw what God had done, and they were committed from that point on to praise God, and prayer was finally introduced to our people. They weren't scared, they were happy. And we don't have to be scared of anything in this world, because this is not our home. We're just a passing through. And I praise God that we can pray and great things happen when we pray. And we can go in the church and count on God to fill our hearts and give us the answers we need to these problems in our church. Our church, I'm not kidding, I travel all over the United States, dearly beloved, and I'm in churches all the time. And they're good Baptist churches. But I tell you, we got our minds on the wrong things today. We've got to get our minds on what God wants us to do. And he says in Matthew, the 28th chapter, he says, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. Go therefore in all the world and preach the gospel. Amen. That's what we need today. We've got to live our life shine that they might see Jesus Christ in us. And when we sing in a powerful way, that God, honoring God, that's what we need, because the Bible tells us how to reach God through prayer. Are you reaching God through prayer? Are you being blessed of what God did? It says in verse 33, it's of Acts, it says, and with great prayer power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection and of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Souls were being saved. And dearly beloved, that's what Jesus died for. We got to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. We got to plug in to the witnessing of souls. We're just people that need the Lord. We need the power from up above. Because, beloved, we have all the power we need to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I tell you, it's something to see a person that's really excited about the Lord and using the Bible to reach people for the Lord Jesus Christ. Many of people out there in Africa said that this is White Man's book. And as I said in our Sunday school, this is not White Man's book. It's the Word of God. It's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And I tell you, dearly beloved, once you learn how to speak a foreign language the power that you have in the Word, I tell you, God gives us that power through prayer and through witnessing. And we need that power. We need to take that power, to use it for God's glory. We need to look on the fields that are wide under harvest. We need to help those who need help to go out to the mission field. We're not getting them. We're seeing a great lapse in our effort to help people go out to reach people for Jesus Christ. And so I challenge you this morning to put your heart in Christ's work and see what God can do through one man that's gone completely all for Jesus Christ. Only one life will soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. And who can do it? If God be for us, who can be against us? And you say, well, I'm getting old, and I don't know how long I'm going to be around. Well, brother, if you haven't run a soul to the Lord in months, yea, even years, go out and do it one time. It'll change your life, I guarantee it. It'll change your life. And then I said, and you're a missionary. I had a fellow, I witnessed him not too long ago. I said, so what plans do you have for your life? And he said, well, yeah, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And he says, I said, well, what about being in the talk to the Lord about it? I don't bring that kind of stuff up. He says, I talk to people about the Lord. But I said, don't give God just a piece of your life. Give it all of your life. And God will bless you. And but that's what we get today. And that is what we should have. The Church of Jesus Christ should be so excited and so full of energy that we, the Holy Spirit is working in hearts just for people to come in, such as yourself, and feel the presence of God working in your own heart. That's what we need to reach people for Jesus Christ. And I beg you, don't just sit, soak, and sour. Do something for Jesus. And I'll tell you, you can turn the world upside down in your area for Jesus if you get on fire for God. And we need you. We need you out in the mission fields here in good old United States of America. Amen. We need men who will go out and pursue the witnessing and the bringing of people into Christ. Father, we thank you for this good time together with the Word. And Lord, we thank you for your promises. And Lord, we just pray that you will just bless us and encourage us and keep us strong and help us to be bold in our witnessing. And Lord, help us to not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Lord, because of the fact that we are your ambassadors and we are called to do the work that you've called us to do. And what a job that is. And Lord, we pray that we will bless those who put the spoke into the programs of witnessing. And Lord, that you will bless this church, bless the pastor, and bless all those who are having a part in this program. Lord, help us to be faithful. And Lord, when you come back, Lord, when you look down on us, Lord, may you say, well done, thy kind and faithful servant. Help us not to be ashamed, Lord, when we see you in the air. Lord, help us to be happy and happy and looking forward to the coming of the Lord. And we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name.